Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 143 for Monday, November 14th. I'm Jade Marcus. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $3 to $4 per ton weaker in early activity on Monday. The January contract was down $3 at $511 a ton, tracking losses in U.S. oilseed markets. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans, soy meal, and soy oil declined Monday morning, pressured by the advancing U.S. harvest and the country's stronger currency. Catch-up selling was also a feature as U.S. soybeans declined on Friday, while the canola market was closed for Remembrance Day. Overnight losses in the Malaysian palm oil market also had a bearish effect on prices. Favorable growing conditions in South America added to the market's downside. However, the Canadian dollar lost ground against its U.S. counterpart Monday morning, which limited losses in canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower. Soybeans were 4 to 5 cents weaker on Monday, with the January contract at $9.82 a bushel. Soybeans were feeling pressure as the U.S. harvest wraps up and as the greenback gains. South American seeding progress amid favorable weather added to the downside. Estimates out of the region say Brazil is about 63% finished seeding overall, while key growing areas are at 90%. Traders will be looking to United States Department of Agriculture and Export inspections today for demand cues. Corn prices were 2 to 3 cents weaker in early activity, with the December contract at $3.37 a bushel. Corn prices were lower with spillover pressure from the soybean and crude oil markets. A stronger U.S. dollar was also bearish for prices. Increased corn exports from Russia added to the downside on Monday. For wheat, prices were 3 to 7 cents lower, with the Chicago December contract at $3.96 a bushel. Wheat declined with advances in the U.S. dollar amid high global supplies. France's winter wheat seeding is progressing, with estimates coming in at 90% finished, but quality is a concern for the country's crop, which limited the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, November 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.